I'd like to reconvene the January 2009 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is Douglas Riley, 08-2032. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. This and the next case are unprotested. Staff's recommend approval. Spoken to both agents, they intend to only answer questions, but if you're acting as a dune board in the first case and the wetlands board in the second case, I will, with your permission, go through them pretty quickly.
Proceed, please.
Mr. Riley and his neighbor are asking for permission to rip up their shoreline and grade an existing bluff at their properties on the York River in York County. Both dune and beaches and sub-acres permits are required. It's on the York River, about 5.5 miles upstream from its confluence with the bay. The York River is 2 miles wide at this location, and there's a 31-mile northeast fetch to the property. Upstream is residential in nature. Downstream are two federal properties, the Coast Guard Base and the Yorktown National Cemetery. The upstream neighbors have riprapped. The downstream neighbors, the federal government, have riprapped and bulkheaded. The Riley home is the area with the circle driveway. The co-applicants are the Frank Pierce Trust, which is a vacant lot that is wooded. Please note that the Riley home is 29 feet from the edge of a bluff. Whoa. And this is the co-applicant's property here. We're looking downstream at the Coast Guard base. This is the bank sloughing in front of the Frank Pierce Trust property. You see there are some concrete rubble structures on the shoreline that offer no protection. The bank is vertical. Now we're looking back up at the Riley property. And looking upstream, you'll see that the upstream adjacent property also has riprapped. And essentially, they're going to tie the rock into both the up and downstream neighbors. 195 feet of riprap, class 3, and up to type 1 stone. Again, the 29-foot distance from the top of the bank to the edge of the Riley home. In front of the vacant lot, they'll grade the bank at a 2-to-1 slope. But behind the Riley's home, they don't want to get any more than 6 feet inside the top of the bank for fear they get too close to the foundation. That does kick the revetment toe out just in front of the Riley home, subaqueous, about 6 feet, channel mean low. And they will only be able to get a 1.75-to-1 slope behind the home. That's as steep as the contractor wants to get it. Without anything steeper than that, it'll be hard to hold it with vegetation. Final slide. The Virginia Marine Science has recognized that the Riley's home is at risk if erosion continues and has no objection to the project. In summary, the shoreline is experiencing moderate to severe erosion rates. Adjacent properties have been similarly hardened, and them supports the proposed shoreline treatment given the proximity of the Riley residents to the existing bluff. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1402 subsection 10B, and 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted. Available for any questions.
Any questions? Commission? Excellent job. Is applicant here represented?
Yes, sir. My name's Danny Winall with Waters Edge Construction. I'm the agent and okay. The contractor.
So I'm going to swear testimony you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, except your God.
I do.
Thank you. Anything else you'd like to?
No, just put to answer any questions for the board.
Great.
I went through so fast. The York County has not adopted the Dune and Beaches Ordinance. They did hear this in the December meeting for the wetlands, so you are acting as a Dune and Beach Board today.
Okay.
I'm here.
There you go. Any questions of the agent? The case seems pretty straightforward. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission for discussion. Is anyone here in opposition to the matter? There being none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Consistent with staff recommendations, I would move to approve the project.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.